Shavuos Perek Hey, Mishnah Beis. Shavuos HaBikaram Kesev. What's the case of Shavuos HaBikaram, which we discussed in the previous Mishnah? Somebody was given money as a deposit to watch, or he stole money, or he was loaned money, and he denied having the money and took a shavuot to that effect that he has to bring a korban. Amar lo tenli bikdoni sheyesh li biyacha. The person who owned the money told the person who he deposited the money by to please give back the bikaram which I have given you. Shavuos she'en lecha biyadi. And the person takes the shavuot that he does not have any money that belonged to the other guy. Or he simply said, I don't have your money without taking a shavuot. And the person who owned the money placed him under oath, and he said, Amen. That's as if he took the shavuot himself. In such a case, the person who took the shavuot, if he admits later on his line, is chayiv to bring a korban. If the owner of the money made the person who had the money swear five different times, whether he swore in front of Bezdin or not in front of Bezdin, and each time he placed a swore on him, the guy denied having the money, he's chayiv for every time that he denied having the money after he was placed under oath, and in such a case, he would be chayiv five korbanos. Amar Rabbi Shimon Matan. Rabbi Shimon asked, why is it that the person is chayev a separate korban for each time he denied having the money? And Rabbi Shimon answered, "Mifnei sheyachol lachzor ulahodos." Because after each time he took the shvuah, he still can admit and give back the money. And if he would admit after he already denied the money, he would still have to give back the money. So therefore, when he takes the shvuah again, he's again denying money that he owes, and therefore he's chayev to bring another korban for each time that he swears. The Mishnah continues to discuss the case of Shavuos HaBikaram, which is somebody denies having money that belongs to somebody else and takes a shavuot to that effect. And the Mishnah tells him that if five different people have a claim against him, the five people tell him at the same time, please give us back the bikaram that you have from each one of us. And he takes the shavuot that he does not have any money, he does not have money from any of them. In such a case, if it turns out that he was lying, he's only chayav to bring one korban, even though he's denying five pikdonos, since he took only one shvua, he only has to bring one korban. Shvua she'en lecha biyari v'lo lecha, chayav ako achas v'achas. But if he says in the shvua that I don't have money, not from you, and not from you, and he says v'lo lecha to all five of them, in such a case, it's considered five separate shvuas, and he would have to bring five korbanos. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, Achi Yoimer Shvua Bacharona. Rabbi Eliezer says, even where he says below lecha, it's still considered only one Shvua, unless he says the Lashon Shvua at the end. He says below lecha, below lecha, Shvua. In such a case that he says Shvua at the end, the Lashon Shvua is going back, and each time he said below lecha, and it would be considered separate Shvuas, and he would have to bring five korbanos. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Achi Yoimer Shvua Lecha Echad Bacharona. Rabbi Shimon says, even where he says Shvua at the end, it's still considered only one shvua, unless after each time he says below lecha, he uses the lashon shvua. He said the lashon shvua five times. In such a case, it's considered five separate shvuas, and he would bring five korbanos. Tenli pikaron uchumis yad, gezal ba'aveda sheyeshli biyadach. If only one person was making a claim against him, but the person was making four claims against him, the person was telling him, give me back the pikaron and the loan, and the stolen object, and the lost object that you found, as you have four different things that belong to me. And he takes one shvuah that he does not have anything from the other guy, even if it turns out that he has all four things from the other guy, he's only chayav to bring one korban, even though he's denying four things, since he took only one shvuah, he only has to bring one korban. Shvuah she'en lecha biyadi pikaron uchumis yad v'gezal v'aveda chayav ako achas v'achas. But if in the shvuah he specifies all four things, he says, I'm taking a shvuah that I don't have a pikaron or a loan or a gezel or an aveda from you, in such a case, since he specified the four things, it's considered four separate shvuahs, and it's chayav to bring four korbanos. Tenli chitin usa'orim v'kuzmin sheyeshli biyadecha. Somebody who gave a pikaron to somebody else, chitin, sa'orim, and kuzmin. And he tells the guy, give me back the wheat, barley, and spelt that I had given you as a pikaron. And the person takes the shvuah that he does not have anything from the other guy. In such a case, even though he's denying three separate things that he took at the Bikadon, he's only chayav to bring one korban, since this is one shvua. Shvua she'en lecha biyari chitin u'se'oirin v'kuzmin, chayav acho achas v'achas. But if in the shvua he speaks out all three things, he says, I'm taking a shvua, I don't have wheat, barley, or spelt from you, such a case is considered three shvuas, and it's chayav to bring three korban. Rabbi Meir Oimer, afilu amar chita u'se'oira v'kuzmet, chayav acho achas v'achas. Rabbi Meir says, even if in the Shvuah he doesn't say chitin in the plural, he says in the singular chita se'orah v'kus semes. Even so, his chayav to bring three korbanos, as even though one chita is not worth a shavah pruta, and you only chayav to bring a korban if you deny a shavah pruta worth, Rabbi Meir holds that when somebody says chita, he doesn't mean one grain of wheat. He means to say a lot of wheat, just using the singular, so therefore it's considered as if he's denying a shavah pruta and his chayav to bring three korbanos. The Chachamim would argue, though, they hold that when somebody says chita, he means one grain of wheat, and since it's not worth the shavah pruta, he would not have to bring a korban.